When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the nation's biggest business lobbying group, and the tax firm Ryan LLC both sued the Federal Trade Commission today over the agency's move to ban non-compete agreements. A rule issued yesterday by the FTC prohibits companies from enforcing existing non-compete agreements on anyone other than senior executives. Other business groups joined the chamber's suit, including the Business Roundtable, which represents chief executive officers of some of the country's biggest employers. An FTC spokesman defended the agency's authority to issue the measure. Boeing burned through nearly $4 billion in the first quarter of the year, as fallout from the Alaska Airlines mid-air accident exacted a financial toll. The jetmaker reported a $355 million loss. Revenue fell 8% from a year ago, but the quarterly results were slightly better than expected. Under pressure from airlines and regulators to clean up its operations, Boeing has slowed its factories and has stopped providing most financial targets. The company is building fewer of its 737 MAX jets. It's also facing a separate problem with its 787 Dreamliner. A shortage of some key parts means it can't increase production of the wide-body jets as quickly as it had hoped. And President Biden signed a foreign aid bill today, allowing the delivery of weapons and additional ammunition to Ukraine within days, and other military equipment in the coming months. That's according to U.S. officials. The first tranche of American equipment will include more long-range surface-to-surface missiles, which will allow Ukraine to strike Russian forces well beyond the front line. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.